ओम शांति। इट्स ए ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड इन हिंदी फॉर कॉन्सेंट्रेशन एंड इट वॉज फ्रॉम यस्टरडेज ब्लेसिंग दैट आई रियली लाइक दैट वर्ड एंड देन आई थॉट व्हेन इट सेड दैट इफ यू हैव दैट पावर ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन देन यू आर एबल टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम ऑब्स्टिकल्स। So I was reflecting on that and I thought maybe it's a very good topic to think about. And it says ekagrata. Ek is one, ekagrata. But there is other beautiful word called ekagra chit. I will explain to make it clear. Because when it says ekagra chit, so even if we say concentration, but concentration could be intellectual exercise. But this is a spiritual exercise, not just intellectual. Like there are a lot of people in many fields, like IT and some of the, you know, scientists and the deep concentration they have, they are very focused. But that this word ekagrata and ekagrachit is not used for that kind of concentration, and this is kind of spiritual term. So chit is sometimes we say it's subconscious mind. Like you will find that, you know, you are concentrating, or especially when it comes to experiencing something. Baba had been saying a lot about that become image of experience, authority of experience, or sit and experience. So when it comes to experience, then it's like, you know, very, very subtle. There could be emotions, feelings, impressions. Even if you are not aware, but they emerge very subtly, you can feel that there is some kind of wave is there, some kind of air is there. So, what effort do I make where at subconscious level, deep within me, there are many things we have to do, but one is, how do I keep it pure and free? Pure, clean and free. Because purity after some time is just cleaning. More you cleanse yourself inside. Because there will be very, very subtle. Because when the sanskar, every moment looks very still. But as time is moving, so our sanskar also, like you are, they are also moving, no? That's why our state of mind, our feelings, emotions, you don't know from where they come. Why this moment I felt this? Because they are also moving, as drama is moving. That's why you are able to play a different part. And those who understand their part, they go beyond that and play it, not play according to sanskars. Mostly, majority will play, say things, think based on sanskars. But there are very few who go beyond. And that's what Baba meant, going beyond is, that means you are internally focused somewhere else. So it's really creating that stage, there will be deep, very deep stillness. Baba talks of silence, power of silence. But first, internally, if you are very still, very calm, you're not forcing yourself, but you are creating that kind of experience that I internally, you know, if you see sometimes the water, very still, very clean, very transparent, that even you can see through it. So same is like, it will be so internally still, clean, pure, very stable, that emotions and feelings doesn't make it stir. It's just very stable, very clean, very pure, very calm, still. So it's a deep level where we all have to experience. And second aspect is, if there is that kind of efforts which we're making, then it will take less than a moment to create the stage which we want. Whether it's connection with Baba, or it's bodiless stage, or it's soul consciousness, with one thought. So some thoughts we use to practice, and some thoughts are of that experience. That means we use few thoughts to also create that stage. Because every thought, and then you stay in that experience, that's helping you to create that stage. But whatever percentage of stage has already been created, with one thought I should be able to emerge that power or capacity. One is to say, I have to be bodiless. So when you have to be bodiless or you are to be in seed form, then you take few thoughts, you reflect on that. And other is, there is a need of the moment where you need to be bodiless. So once Baba said, but that's the moment if you start practicing. So when Baba talked of accumulating power, so whatever power or stage has been accumulated, you emerge it. Like there is severe pain in body, or many times Dadis share their experience, or there is some fearsome situation. You are seeing something which is very dramatic, and you say, no, I have to be detached observer. But if you start practicing that I am detached observer, I have to be detached, then you will not pass, no? So that is why one is practice, then is accumulation, and then emerging that stage, emerging that power. So that the power which is needed at that time is used. So not only, then how the soul responses to that situation will be very beautiful. And you will know that I am completely different at this time than generally my response had been. And that's where you are now using that stage, using that power to create something which is very beautiful, which is not involved any karmic accounts, doesn't involve any bondage, but completely, and that's where one is destroying obstacles, but others is, now is the time, like yesterday Baba said, makers, we have to be makers. So how can I make it? It's only when I use that power of bodiless stage or of a virtue, or like one is what we call as power of tolerance. And yesterday one Baba explained that other is image of that virtue. Tolerance. If you are really, really you have tolerance, you're not holding anything. Generally we say, I had been tolerating for a long time, I cannot do anymore. No? So that means that tolerance has left something in you where you have still some grudges, you still just say, oh no, I can't tolerate anymore. Otherwise it should be, it's so easy. It's so natural for me because it has become your virtue. And you're using power, then it's becoming your, Baba says, original sanskar. Tolerance becomes in original sanskar. Patience becomes your original sanskar. Not that every time I have to make effort. Yesterday when Baba said, keep, that means you are not able to emerge your original sanskar, but that means I haven't created. Original doesn't mean that they are sitting in me. Sometimes we think original means, yes, but because there is so much acquired one, that innate ones are not there anymore. So as we acquire, we have acquired the sanskars of five vices. So we have to acquire now, so that acquire to an extent that they become innate. You can't sit and say the soul is pure. Yes, soul is pure, that's the understanding. But I have to make, we have to purify, no? We have to make it pure, to make it satopradhan. And when we make it, you are a maker, then it becomes your original sanskar of purity. So we have acquired something else, now we have to change them and acquire what Baba is saying. One is inculcation. And when you're inculcating, as much you are inculcating, because there are two words, one is called imbibing. Sometimes you hear it, imbibing is more like absorbing and that sense which comes through understanding. You become sensible because you imbibe knowledge. So your intellect works very wisely, sensibly. Other is inculcation is more implementation. That means you think of that virtue like, yesterday Dadi was talking about smile or being cheerful. Now if you keep practicing it, then that will become your niji or original sanskar. And when it will become it, then it will be very natural. So what one has to do actually is, how do I practice to an extent? For practice also, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, 1 hour, just take one thought. Just even take thought of that, yes, my innate quality we say is peace, but we do get disturbed, right? It's not yet natural quality. If it's natural, it's not yet natural, we know. Certain percentage, yes, but not 100%. So you practice with that thought. And then we sit with Baba as ocean of peace. So when I sit with Baba as ocean of peace, then I'm absorbing more and more peace. So then it's becoming sanskar. Anyone, whatever anyone says, but I stay peaceful. Even if I have to respond, it's peaceful. So it's not a reaction where you look, old sanskar emerge. That means it hasn't become original sanskar, original nature of the soul. So practice is also very enjoyable because you are experiencing. That's what actually when Baba says have volcanic yoga. Volcanic yoga also is intense. Take word peace and be very intense into reflecting, then staying, then experiencing. Be with Baba who is ocean of peace. So it's like volcanic. It's very intense. And then that experience, as I said, creating that original stage. So how do I create, like Baba gives example, that the throne, so you are seated, whether it's peace, whether it is love. Today when we will meditate, we will look at that, how do my inner seat. So generally you must have seen that we talk about center of forehead as seat for the soul. But also there is a memorial of lotus near the heart. You must have seen all the yogis, they show some kind of sparkle coming from here. So we say here, we say here. Because the feelings, you know, third eye, intellect, then the feelings are connected with the heart. So they show lotus near the heart. And then many times Baba said, sit on Baba's heart throne. So that's another experience. So today when we will have meditation, we will use different thrones to sit on. Immortal throne, but then also lotus throne, Baba's heart throne. And take one thought so that the power of concentration, now we are, as I said, I am using word concentration, it doesn't sound, but it is more, you are in it, you are stable. You are deeply, deeply, even when you are breathing, you feel, I'm breathing peace in and out. I'm just taking peace in deeply, not just it's the mind and, but also the body. Baba says, as you become Satopradhan, your each sense organ, with Brahma Baba, and even those of us who have, some of you have experienced that, Dari Janki many times shared that when she used to touch Mama's hand, there was different kind of current. It's love, it's peace, it's belonging, just holding hand. So the sense organs also become pure, become calm, become cooler, become peaceful. That means you have to take so much peace. I say always that breathe peace and breathe in peace, inhale and exhale, so that you are just totally that, as I said, original self of peace. Meditation, yoga. Actually, in that what is required is what we call this ekagrata, ekagra chit. As I said, chit is the seat you will use. Give example that one is churning and other is insights. Churning is very much intellectual. That he uses word vichar sagar manthan, that means you churn. But there is certain things you find inside. Even if you're not churning, the thoughts are emerging. Chintan, that means if you are touched by something, whether it's positive or negative, once you are touched, you can't stop it because thoughts keep coming. So it is good to be sensitive, but you also have to be sensible. To be sensitive is very good because you are very powerful. Like you have good camera, you have good lens, you have, so they are very sensitive. No? A good machine will capture everything, catch everything. Even somebody whispers, it catches, so it's very sensitive. So it's not bad to be sensitive. That means you have your energies very good because you are able to take everything. But when we are sensible and we are in soul consciousness, then you only catch Baba's directions, time signal, understanding. But if you are sensible, but you are sensitive in body consciousness, then you are hurt, you have this feeling, that feeling, ill feelings, dislike, all these kinds of emotions emerge. So sensitive in soul consciousness, that means I have to keep increasing my stage of soul consciousness and then sensitive so that you are able to get Baba's signals, you are able to, your understanding is different than just intellect understanding. So that deep calmness, that deep silence, and that's where also you find you are so much, you know, to be connected with Baba will sometimes say, yeah, like you are sitting next to Baba. Baba is point of light, I as point of light, Baba as father, I as a child, Baba as teacher, I as student. Just feel you are sitting next to Baba. So it is important now to practice, to accumulate, to experience, to be embodiment, so that whenever, whichever stage I need, I am able to emerge that within few seconds. And that's where it's like you're using the power. When you use power, then power increases. So at this time, as Baba's children, as Brahmins, we need to have unique experiences. We need to have some very deep experiences. Not experiences from my stage and practice, but in practical also. I was in company of Baba, Baba was my companion, and this thing happened, but because Baba was my companion, there was completely different result, different outcome. All the time, actually, that's what we should be sharing, whether it is internal, whether it's external. Internally also, and Baba says, be carefree. So I was able to be carefree, that was my practice, but then also I said, Baba, you are with me. It's not only when there is need or there is emergency. Suddenly something, we say, oh Baba, Baba, you are with me, you are my companion. But it should be our regular practice, few times a day. And just see, Baba, you are with me, let's do things together. So that the power, the energy, the presence, Baba's qualities, Baba's karan karamanhar is experienced. So lot of knowledge about Baba is in intellect, but it's not we have experimented. And now is the time, because I feel the end of confluence age, before Baba leaves, I should take everything from Baba. Of course, one form of taking is knowledge. So Baba talks to us, and every morning we receive so much knowledge from Baba. But other is that the joy and the power and the belonging and a likeness. All these should be our experiences. So that whenever we sit, we only share these experiences. Which generally doesn't happen. Very few sit and share. These are my efforts, I have been doing this, and Baba says, use me more at confluence age, be with me, have 8 hours of yoga. So Baba says all that, but have that become reality in my life? And to make it reality, it is important that my chit, my deep, deep subconscious mind should be clean, pure, very calm, very still. There are two ways. One is drama. We say these are scenes of drama, so they are repeating. So sometimes we used to ask Baba, is it good to know things in advance? Like some are saying that when Baba became awake, did Baba know about it? And I feel he knew, because he was clearing. Why he didn't tell us? It was not necessary. His intellect was much beyond. So you will get signals, you will get signal, and you will be prepared. Like when he got signal, then he cleared whatever had to be cleared, and he was ready. So as much ekagrata, as much ekagrachit. There is another yogic for yogas, they use word chitta vritti nirodha. That means your subtle attitude also is connected with subconscious mind. Many of us have certain physical experience, like somebody has by mistake put hand on something which is very hot, very hot. So you feel the heat or you're burnt. So there is some kind of deep experience which is that when you see, is it hot or not? I mean, those are physical experiences, but here more is different stages. as I said, at this time, bodiless stage, seed form stage, avyakt stage, beyond. Yesterday Baba said about lighthouse, mighthouse. Am I in that stage? So these three types of stages, one is practice, other is experiencing, accumulating, but then emerging and seeing that have they become my original sanskars. Then Baba keeps saying, no, emerge original sanskars, emerge original sanskars. So ekagrachit, that should be our stage now. So not intellectual concentration, but you are deep within that stillness, heart as lotus. That means it has remained beyond, it has remained detached, so that it has become like lotus, you feel it. Because both have connection. Chit is like your awakened energy or subconscious mind. So it's not to find exact word sometimes for chit is not easy. But it's something, it's the soul, within soul. But there are certain things they are on, like the thoughts come in the mind. But why these thoughts come? Because chit also is called chetna. Chetna means living, awakened energy. They always say that this person's chetna, enlightened. This person has become enlightened now. For Vivekananda, some of the masters, they always talk about that they got enlightened. So that is why they say Vivekananda. Before his name was Siddhartha. But he went and did lot of intense tapasya. So Vivekananda, that means enlightened, conscience, inner conscience awakened. Vivek. Anand means, yesterday Baba was using, or when was bliss. Bliss means Anand. That means when you are in blissful stage, supersensual joy, you are much above than these all the time physical factors, situations, factual things. You know, we always think of them, use intellect, decide based on that. But not able to be angelic, to be awake, then to be subtle. So today you just look into deep within that, as I said, that how long you can be completely, very, very, it's sweetness, but very still. It's very calm. It's not effort, but that's what you have to, as I said, your original sanskar had to be like that. So we will practice this first. You know, just feel yourself into that lotus throne. And lotus is so gentle, right? So fragile. But it's above, it's beyond. So just look at that. Can you be in that stage? So then he will be joining us 7 o'clock, but I will take different stages so that we can have some experience of what truly means to be ekagra, ekagra chit. I think you will start relating to this word. Even as I said, we say concentration, because concentration is a very intellectual thing. But this is a spirituality within you, your niji sanskar of peace and love and original sanskars. Sometimes some people think, these are my original sanskars, but they are not. You have acquired so many sanskars. And now we have to acquire these sanskars until they become original sanskars. So I had this feeling that, you know, more you connect your being with that stage, with that experience. And then you will see the outcome, the benefits. Benefits will be many. But also what happens that there are internally and externally so many blockages, internal and external. So the flow of that energy, that awakening, like this morning, yesterday I was talking of laziness and carelessness. Very subtle ego. I always like this story of air and turtle, no? Because the ego, then I said, okay, I am doing very well, and become careless. But to be consistent, to be smoothly on this pilgrimage all the time in a natural way, not very fast, then down, today very enthusiastic, tomorrow no. And this is very deeply connected with subtle ego, because I am doing very well. I remember in locking my, many times I used to say to my mother, look, I am so well now, I am doing very well. She said, don't say that. So I said, why? She said, next thing is that you will become careless. So I sometimes remember that, no, we have to be, again make it, even whatever we are doing, do it from original self, yet original sanskar. So that will be something very, very natural. And that's where, when the heart is like this, consciousness is like that, then to be with God, to receive God's blessing, to receive God's powers. I like this morning when Baba said in Murli, if you remember Baba, you get blessings. So, it's not my efforts only. And really, all the time we should be so much full of gratitude. Baba, you gave me another blessing. Baba, I really felt this blessing. So the praise, love for Baba, keep increasing day by day. Then you don't have to make efforts to remember. Because remember, I have to remember, could become a pressure if it's not from heart. It should be very natural. There should be pull of remembrance of Baba. No other pull, because what else is there? Baba is bestower. Baba is the one who is giving me. I have to play part with Baba. I have to play my part with Baba. At confluence age, he came, he adopted me, gave me aim object, and made me his companion. And that's what I have to do. All others, what part is there, what role is there, all these are just external factors. But real true spiritual journey is to be with God. To take that from Baba so that it becomes, Baba says, your activity, your features, the presence of Baba. Is very, very important. So if that personality that emerges more, then you all will have many, many wonderful experiences. As I said, you will only share those experiencing nothing else. With so much distaste from getting into any other stuff, because so much Baba is giving me. So you will keep singing praise of Baba and accuracy of drama. No complaints, no weaknesses, nothing is lacking. All attainments, all the time. Become embodiment of all attainments. Okay, it's a little bit clear. So it's not concentration, okay, I'm trying to concentrate. No. In yoga there is no concentration. For task you need concentration. For yoga, as I said, ekagrata is not, we say concentration, but it is really connected with your chit, your subconscious mind. And this, it becomes then the creativity. Whatever you are thinking from there, even in stillness, if there are some beautiful thoughts come, you yourself will be surprised that I never thought that way before. It's not just my regular thinking. Before we used to use word touching, no, I am touched. Baba has touched me, then we say, don't say that word. But now we say signal. And the joy and the happiness, super senses, feelings emerge from that stage. And then you have to start making alignment between soul and body, soul and nature, soul with other souls. We are just, natural love prevails. Just love. And when there is love, then other qualities also emerge. Okay. You can sit in meditation. Narijan will come. Sit straight. Yeah, your head should be straight. So that you can have your vision, others can get vision from you, so that your beautiful light, which is your aura, can be very straight. Right? So it's important. If it's possible, don't take support of head. No? Just very, very straight, so that you are able to centralize, you are able to align. Still everyone is not straight though. No burden, no heaviness, nothing to worry, right? We will be using both spaces, center of forehead and space near heart, your feelings, your emotions. So that there is this deep connection of consciousness and feelings, of brain and heart, intellect and mind. All the sublimations of feelings. Very beautiful, sparkling. Very subtle, very pure. Point the being loveful, peaceful. Take these feelings and vibrations of peace and love deeper. So that entire being when the vibrations connect with the breath. And it's the peace, energy of peace. Moves through the whole body. Rays of light and it changes physical costume. Into a beautiful angelic costume. Not only bodiless, but angelic stage. There is awareness, but deep silence. Very still, very calm. is just the presence of the self, no pulls. This is the true self. This is original self. There is so much joy. A beautiful smile and cheerful heart. Soul feel liberated. Creating presence of Baba. My beloved, eternal companion. This feeling of belonging to parents. Child in God's lap. Baba puts us on his eyelids, on his heart throne. Just remain seated next to Baba.